How do I get motivated to write a book? Well, that's a great question, and one I'm asked practically every day. However, when I answer the question, people often don't believe the answer. The truth is, I don't get motivated to write a book because the book itself doesn't provide the drive within me. I like to contribute. I'd like to think that I give back to the industry that has fed my family and I, and writing is a way of allowing me to share the knowledge I've been blessed with over the years. Although I don't consider myself to be a writer, I say that because it takes a huge amount of effort for me to do it. But writing allows me the privilege of expressing myself and my ideas in ways that the reader can take away and adapt for themselves for use in their own businesses. That's really why I do it. I don't give my opinion on anything. I simply provide the facts of a situation, together with the supporting evidence, so that the reader achieves true knowledge transfer and a real appreciation of the subject in hand. So let's think about this question of getting motivated to write a book. Writing a book is such a massive task. It's huge. So huge, in fact, that when I have a quiet moment with myself and I hold one of my books in my hand, honestly, I really can't believe I've written it. It's really a rather strange and bizarre feeling. Because I know that writing a book is such a big commitment, not only upon myself, but my family and everyone else around me, I have to get myself mentally ready to make that commitment. I don't make commitments lightly, or say them in a glib throwaway remark. I have to be sure I can follow through, and I have to be sure I can deliver the goods. Having been through the process several times now, I can share with you that sometimes it takes me a whole year to mentally prepare myself to make that commitment. And that's not including writing anything. That's just making the commitment to write and getting ready for the task ahead. You see, like with anything else, getting started is easy. Anyone can say they're going to do something, in this case, write a book, and many people have told me that they are going to write a book. But commitment for me not only means that you say you're going to do it and getting started, commitment means staying true to what you said when you were going to do it and in the timescale you said you were going to do it, and to keep on doing it long after the good mood you were in when you made the commitment has dissipated and long since vanished or forgotten. In my preparation stage, I set goals. I write them down. This is what helps me. My goals are very detailed and include many things, such as a visual mock-up of the completed book, the publication date, and I also write the marketing for the book before I write anything. All of these things help me to stay on track rather than wandering off on a tangent sometimes. That's far too easy to do, of course. The important thing for me is that when I write my goals, I write them in a language structure as if they've already been completed. They're not written as something I'm going to do at some point in the future. They're written as if they've already been achieved. This process is so powerful that when I begin writing, I can't stop, not even if I want to. I've made the commitment to do it. Otherwise, it's just not a commitment at all. Do I ever feel like quitting? Yeah, sure I do. But when I read my goals again and I imagine all of the good things that will come to the people who read the books and the positive difference it will make to their lives, that makes a difference. I also have a special folder on my computer where I keep emails and messages I receive from people who tell me what they've done with the ideas in my previous books and how much better their business is now, or how they've managed to be promoted, or how an idea has helped them with their customer care. Reading these messages again really motivates me, gives me a real boost, and I say to myself, how can I not do this? How can I think about quitting? This just has to be done. So in summary then, this question has three very different layers in reality. First layer, why do I write books? Well, for me, it's about contribution. I like to give back. Nothing to do with financial gain. It just so happens that follows. The second one, how do I get motivated to write a book? I write goals. I get mentally prepared. Sometimes the process can take as long as a year. But when I've made that commitment, I stay true to myself. Three, once I've started, how do I keep going? In this case, I reread my goals, the wonderful messages I receive from the readers of my other books, and then, all of a sudden, through the mists of uncertainty and doubt, the reasons to continue writing completely outweigh the reasons to quit. I stay true to my commitment. I hope that makes sense.